When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, it is a game day, WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz from Head House, no, Pepsi Plaza and Lincoln Financial Field. Ike, how are we feeling?
Doing pretty good today, Spike Lee. It is game day. Jackie Baseball, further and further from what should have been a pot of gold. But never fear, Dave Dombrowski has us. Holla at your boy.
Walker and number two might not be able to go to college. I'm going to win / lose so much money on this game tonight. There are so many things that I want to bet, and I'm not going to reveal them on the air because I want to win.
So they're either going to be set for life or they're not going to college.
For sure.
Yeah, one of the two.
Like, there's no in-between. There will be bets made today.
Also, I don't know if you want to call your second child number two in that. That also.
Well, I know that's a buzz issue.
Yeah.
Not really a me issue.
And Ike, I'm going to need you to get in the game a little bit. You told me you're feeling okay.
Pretty good.
It's Thursday night football against the Commanders, who are good again. The hottest young quarterback in the NFL. I know you're going to ramp up. That is my guess. You're going to ramp up, right?
Pacing myself.
Pace yourself.
6 hours of this.
Yeah. So we have an enormous show today. We have Nick Kostos will join us around 2:40, give pick for tonight, picks for the weekend. We normally have him on Friday, but we got the Birds game tonight. Sheil Kapadia joins us at 3. 3:30, unfortunately, Tornado Shapiro will give us our game day forecast.
I think he got stopped saying unfortunately.
Yeah,
might need
him tonight.
A lot of Twitter people out there begging for his forecast.
Well, the forecast is terrible. He's not a real meteorologist.
Yeah, he's been wrong. He's been right every week.
And no, he hasn't.
He kind of has been.
Yeah.
Mike Lombardi joins us at 4. Tommy Down the Shore, a special Thursday appearance. And then Elliot is with us for the entire 5 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
And
rejoice.
Yeah, there are some rumors as well that Jack might have something in store for Elliot in the 5 o'clock hour.
He better be here at 5.
Yeah, so I start off with, of course, tonight's game. And this is a big game. It is probably the biggest test the Eagles have had this year. I mean, I suppose you could say Cincinnati, but this game for
Cincinnati,
the division.
Green Bay. Yeah. There's just another one on the schedule for
well,
the
Eagles. It's more than another one on the schedule, big guy. So, Ike, I ask you this. Jack, I ask you this.
Yep.
We wake up tomorrow, and there is one of two headlines. The headline is, Eagles are for real, or the headline is, we've got some questions. Which headline do you think is more likely tomorrow?
Eagles are for real. That's why I'm excited about this game tonight. It is a great test for both teams. I think as you get further and further into the season and expectations get higher, the performance and how you look certainly matters to the fan base moving forward. So, you know, we respect Washington as a young, up-and-coming team, but I'm not so sure how formidable they are. This may be a bigger test for them than it is for the Eagles, as the Eagles are at home. But this is a game, quite frankly, if the Eagles truly do, in order for them, all right, people start talking about the Super Bowl, right? So here's what I'll say. There's a few things you need on the way to that. Outside of good health, good fortune, you need to win your division, in my opinion. Certainly helps to have home field. Mm-hmm. So these are things, having that championship game played here versus having to go on the road and play. Like, these are the types of games that matter, that you need to take advantage of and win. And if they were to lose a game, it would be their third conference loss. That also puts you in a tough spot when it comes to tiebreakers with a lot of teams, since you already lost to Tampa. And who else did they lose to? And the Falcons. Tampa and the Falcons. So it certainly is a big game from that standpoint. And I'm expecting the Eagles to step up and play big tonight. And quite frankly, I'm going to just put it on the floor right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, because eventually we'll get to the discussion of the young phenom, the rookie quarterback, and Jalen Daniels.
Jaden.
It took you
2 minutes.
I say Jalen?
Yes.
Jaden Daniels.
It took you two
young
minutes.
Phenom. Yeah,
that's going to happen several times today.
Ike predicted he would screw up the name, and it took him 2 minutes into the show.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize I did it. That's the worst part right there. Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Yeah. Between he and Jalen Hurts. And these are the types of games that Jalen Hurts rises to the occasion for. So I'm putting it on the table that I believe this will be a Jalen Hurts football game tonight.
Wow.
Not only will we come out of here talking about the Eagles are a legitimate Super Bowl contending team, I think Jalen coming out of this game certainly puts his name in the MVP conversation. Not that that matters. I'm just saying national TV, big game, everybody's watching tonight. He has one of those four touchdown games tonight.
All right, 215-592.
Passing or rushing?
Oh, boy.
It does not matter.
Well.
Is he getting his ass pushed in the end zone? Or that's what I can't figure out.
215-592-9494. Is the headline tomorrow the Eagles are for real or we've got some questions? Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's Eagles are for real. I think they actually roll tonight. I actually feel differently than Ike. I don't think this is a Jalen game. I think Saquon goes for 200. Washington struggles against good rushing offenses. Dante Fowler can rush the quarterback, so they could have some issues there. And I just think that this is a game that they hand the ball off, not just Saquon, but all the guys 30-plus times. And they don't give the ball back to Washington very often. They kind of, take control from the game that way. More low scoring than I think people are expecting, but I think this is a convincing Eagles win that's done more on the ground than it is through the air. I think this is a Saquon game.
So you're going to be surprised by this. But I actually think tomorrow we might have some questions.
There it is. Yeah. Never a doubt.
So here is my concern as I continue to express concerns about Philadelphia teams every day of my life. Here are my two big concerns about this game. Concern number one is that this is the first quarterback this year that we have faced that has this particular skill set and is playing this well. Joe Burrow is a great quarterback, but is not mobile like Jaden Daniels is. And my concern with the defense, though the defense has been great, great overall, is that we had, even against Dallas, we had trouble getting push with the front four alone. And we don't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback from the front four alone. And I think Jaden Daniels presents a special kind of challenge that the Eagles have not faced this year, one that just having good coverage guys might not solve. And I think we might have some trouble on that end. And then the second question becomes, if Washington, who has been, I think, the second or third best offense in the league this year, if Washington is scoring points, then it puts us in shootout mode. And I get a little nervous with our quarterback in shootout mode. So, look, if they can control the game with the running game and keep the ball out of Washington's hands and limit the damage that Jaden Daniels can do, then fine. But I think that is going to be a lot easier said than done tonight. And I think we come in tomorrow, even win or lose, with some questions about the team tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, we'll come in with questions. Well, they win or lose.
You know, I'm trying to hedge my bet a little bit.
They won't play a perfect game.
Yeah.
The real thing, what you're asking, is whether or not we'll be concerned about the Eagles.
Yeah, tomorrow. I think there will be some concern.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. This is one of those games. Listen, I think the defense will make some plays, but I'm not going to be surprised if Washington and Jaden Daniels make plays.
Sure.
What are they, the second or third highest scoring team in football? Like, they're going to make some plays tonight. So that would not surprise me at all. But I think coming up with big plays, if you're the defense, that's what you have to look for. And as long as they can continue to keep the explosive plays down, forcing that Washington offense to sort of be patient and sort of matriculate down the field, 8, 9, 10, 12 yards at a time, we'll see if they're capable of doing that. We'll see if they're capable of doing that. Brian Robinson is coming back tonight. We'll see how healthy he looks. The Eagles can play the slow down, long, methodical game. But we know the Eagles are also going to take their shots deep several times in the game once they cross the 50-yard line. And that's where I believe Jalen will take advantage of that Washington defense. AJ and Devontae versus those corners. I like our matchup one-on-one. If they decide to double, then yeah, Saquon's going to eat big tonight. If they decide to double outside, then Saquon's going to eat.
Happy birthday, Smitty, by the way.
You think it's going to matter? He's going to get more than three targets today or something?
I don't know.
I think they do. And here's why I think they do. This could be a different game because I think Washington, if they have early success, could sort of force you to start being a little more aggressive.
Yes. And that is where I get a little.
Ah.
You know, well, the quarterback has to start throwing the ball a lot.
Listen, some of us are a lot more confident.
Right, some of us.
When the quarterback throws the ball.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494 is the headline about tonight's game tomorrow. Is the headline the Eagles are for real or we have some concerns? And also, before we get to the phones, I would like to say that, you know, we're here at 2 o'clock, got here around 1 in the afternoon. There's a lot of people ready to tailgating already. Mm-hmm. You people are lunatics. I love you, but you are lunatics. I love you with the deepest part of my soul. But truly, people who decide that they want to spend a November afternoon in a parking lot for 6 hours, they are lunatics, yeah, and I love them.
This is football weather.
I love living here, but let it be known that you are a lunatic. 215-592-9494.
And if you're out there, call.
Yes. Corey, yeah, would love to hear. Those will be real quality calls. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, we taking everybody to Powtown, baby.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, look. I ain't afraid. Listen, man, tonight. The Commanders, see, my nerve with the Commanders was always, you know, they lit us up last year, you know, with Sam Howell, you know, Terry. Like, we got a defense now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not worried about St. Juice and Emmanuel Forbes. Emmanuel Forbes, last year, you know what happened when you went against the Bully? He kept talking, and the Bully came to play. You know, Mike Sanders, I'm not worried about them. You know, we got a defense now. Jalen Carter and the crew, you know, the boy Vanilla Nice, bread and butter in the back end, you know. Quintamamo Bay back there, defense coming. Hey, Ike.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. I feel a Vic 6S game coming tonight from Michael Jordan. Because, hey, Soto, you on the back burner right now. The Michael Jordan name still here. I feel a Vic 6S game coming from number one tonight. Because, see, a lot of disrespect has been coming. The disrespect will not be tolerated, you know. And whenever we're in a situation like this where the quarterback is disrespected, you know, he say he don't listen. He say he don't pay attention. But, you know, he hears. And when, you know, like I said, the young phenom. The phenom, right? Number five from the Commanders. All right, we're going to see, phenom. We're going to see when you roll up tonight. I hope you're ready. Because I know Michael Jordan, he coming tonight. I think he wearing the black suit. You know, with the chain, and you know, he gonna come in with some black tonight.
I will say the outfit's been on point. Yeah,
he's just another, you know, Jaden Daniels just another name on the list of quarterbacks that's gonna go down. You
put
know,
him on the wall. Yep, there's another head we got to mount on the wall.
So you think he's gonna be on the Josh Allen list, not on the Baker Mayfield list, right?
First of all, when the last time, see y'all, you always bring that up. But when Baker and Hurst was crewed up, both of them, what happened? Yeah, okay. You love to bring that up, but you don't ever want to bring up when they was crewed up. When he lost to Baker,
crewed up means have all his players.
When they was both crewed up,
okay. I was very confused.
What happened? Yeah.
Whatever. Is what it is.
We won. We won.
I got 31-17 birds, baby.
All right, Corey.
31-17 birds.
There he goes, Corey. You can always count on Corey to call Jalen Hurts, Michael Jordan. You can always count on that.
Again, more TJ, less MJ. Hand the ball off.
Well, I mean, you said that early in the season, and it has sort of come to fruition a little bit, Jack, in that their success.
Per usual.
Now, he's not necessarily TJ.
First of all, I'm the one who said this is what they should do as an offense.
Well, I'm just saying the TJ thing. You didn't.
Okay. Just saying the whole running the football
Yes. Absolutely. 100%. Give you credit for that. Yes. Don't want to take away that credit.
Well, I'm just saying. He is being derogatory.
Yes, he is.
That's what he's doing.
He is. Yes. And truly, he's, now that I think about it, he's not throwing the ball a lot, but he's also not throwing the ball like a game manager either. You know, that there are a lot of shots down the field, which is not game manager-y. So it's an interesting way that they're using him, because it's not short passes here and there and stuff like that. That's not really the way he's playing.
You saw him last week move around in that pocket, throw the ball. The two touchdowns were he had to escape some traffic. He had to maneuver in the pocket.
Sure.
Threw it later. Then he had the one he rolled to the left, set his feet, hit AJ coming back across the middle to the right. Like, he made some throws last week.
He did. He did. I absolutely. Credit where it's due.
Credit.
Oh, jeez. The throw across, that was a rudimentary NFL throw.
What? Which one? When he rolled to the left?
Rolled to the left and then set his feet and threw it.
Right. He did pretty good.
It was wide. All right.
You got to give the guy credit.
Well, he was wide open. I'm not saying he wasn't wide open.
The 44-yard pass was a dime. That was a great throw.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown has breaking news
for us.
Chris, yes?
Breaking news.
Happy game day, man.
There he is.
What's up, Chris?
Mm-hmm. So, Spike, you know, you sent up the reporter bat signal yesterday, so here I am.
You're a reporter
here
now?
Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Fake news, Chris.
Yeah, what's the breaking news? You're 0 for your last two.
Yeah. So, of course, none of the so-called news reporters like the Paperboy or Worm Brains like ISP or Dr. Dope came through for you, so, you know, I'm here to carry the load. You know, I got broad shoulders. I can carry you, too, Ike.
To the news?
I know. This guy, he thinks it's the midday show.
It is.
He thinks we have all day.
So here's the news. You ready? Breaking news. Zach Bond is currently having discussions with the Eagles about an extension, and my source tells me that they're looking at a three-year deal.
You're making this up. Look, you have no source on this.
Make up they're talking to Zach Bond.
Sorry. We're going to need you to nail a lower profile story.
Or a dollar figure on the Zach Bond deal.
Yeah, give us a dollar figure.
So listen, once you verify this, then here's what my compensation is going to be, all right? So here's what I told Jack.
Your compensation.
You're looking at names, right? So you're like, hey, what are we naming, guys? So Q, right? Quinyon Mitchell, his nickname needs to be the Warden because he puts everybody on lockdown. And I'm going to want you guys to go ahead and push that for me because that'll be compensation. I don't need to be number one on the insider report. We'll leave that for the other little mice out there trying to get
Did
their.
Did you say the Warden?
The Warden. Yeah.
The Warden.
The Warden. The Warden.
No one's calling him the Warden.
He puts everybody on lockdown. You know what I mean?
Now, hey, anything associated with prison.
Yeah, probably not going to work.
Well, here's something. Hey, listen, in the trio yesterday we discussed with the three of you, Jack claimed that he's Jalen. All right?
Yes.
So
yes.
If Jack is Jalen, do we call him Jack Jordan?
Jack Jordan.
Yeah, the Michael Jordan of producers.
Jordan.
Yeah. Or do we call him TJ?
more TJ.
The backup point guard of producers. One or the other. Chris, Chris, if you come up with a dollar figure and you are within 7%.
Here we go. Moving the goalpost, because
you don't really have a source on this one. I put my faith in you.
Hey,
I put my faith in you.
No. You're
Give us a dollar figure. You got
to
be within.
Ask your little worms to go down there and start picking Howie's brain.
No.
And when the deal gets
done, you could go ahead
and ask and say, hey, when did this start and what's going on? That's not what you asked for yesterday. You said.
Anybody could just call and say what I asked them to say.
Then they would be stone cold wrong. And I gave you a piece that confirms more that it is true, that it's a 3-year deal. I didn't say it's a 1-year deal. To 2-year deals.
All the deals they do are 3-year deals.
It's 3 years.
Come on.
Okay.
It's probably
what's
dummy
the
years on the end, yeah.
Yeah, what's the number?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What's the number?
Move
All right.
the goalpost.
You're moving the goalpost.
Yeah.
I'm moving the goalpost right off of Chris from Middletown. There we go. That's a bogus report.
Of course.
It's a bogus report.
Get your people together.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 is the headline after the game tomorrow. Eagles are for real or we have concerns. Louie in Nebraska. Louie, you're on WIP.
What's going on? It's game day.
What up, Louie? It is game day. Ike's pretty
now,
good.
I just want you. It is, and it's perfect football weather. Just want you to understand.
How would you know? You're in Nebraska.
Well, it's good football weather out there.
Well, Fricky, you know it's part of the bit, bro.
I know. I'm just kidding with you. Yes.
That's why I should be the official afternoon caller of this contest.
Oh, now you want to be an official afternoon caller.
You guys have to understand what's at stake here. Number one, when we win this game tonight, not only are we a game and a half above the Redskins as a Commanders,
Commanders.
I'm still going to call them
yeah,
the Redskins.
Whatever they're called.
We solidify ourselves as one of the best teams in the NFC, and I feel like when Jalen Hurts puts this domination on these guys, I feel like not only is he in conversation of the MVP race, and I feel like Smitty's going to have a breakout game. I think it's going to be a Smitty and Barkley game. We're going to be the best team, and our Super Bowl odds are going to go through the roof. Now, we finally have a defense, Paul, that can carry us not only throughout the rest of the season, because the next four games are going to be crucial, right? Steelers, who I'm looking at, I forget the other teams.
Baltimore, the Rams. Yeah,
the next four games are going to be critical. But, you know, Jalen Hurts loves this primetime spotlight, especially at home, guys. Especially at home. So I'm really excited that, you know, we're going to blow these guys out. I got a 34-17 win tonight. And it's going to be fireworks galore tonight.
Louis, can I ask you something? Because you mentioned Jalen Hurts MVP odds. Now, typically, I know this is skewed because usually they just give the award to a quarterback. But wouldn't it be hard giving it to a guy who's like the third or fourth most important player on the valuable player on the offense itself? Like, he's behind Saquon, behind AJ, behind Lane, right? In terms of value.
I get that, but you have to understand where we're going into the season, Spike. December football is the most important football. I know it's January also, Ike, but December is solidifies you as far as where your team's going, okay, how you're looking, and how you're gelling. And because we're on the opposite side of the season, halfway point of the season, Jalen Hurts loves primetime games when there's the only game available, right, on TV tonight. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's just going to break away and not be pushed into the end zone, Fritzy.
All right.
Well, now, those would actually count,
yeah.
Can I get into why it should be the afternoon caller just real quick?
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Number one, obviously, we have the bit going. We'll be from Nebraska, okay?
Yeah.
I've been calling this show for a couple years now, obviously, before you came in, Spike. And a personal thing that I can help the show is their golf games. Okay. Now, everybody loves to shoot low scores, especially when it's nice out. No, it's football weather. But I bring a different dynamic to the show, not only entertainment-wise, but personally as well for the team. So
yeah.
Wow. So as the official golf pro, the official golf pro of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Actually, it's pretty
there
nice.
There you go.
Yeah. Are you committing to gratis golf lessons for both Jack and Ike?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
This is getting better and better.
They can be bought. They can be bought. Definitely. I could. Yeah.
Private courses only, Louie.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, Jack gets his name on the show. Stops playing public courses.
Yeah, I've been in the private course game now a couple times.
Yeah,
I can't go back.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Except for Jaws courses, of course.
It's like when you get the opportunity to fly first class, right. All of a sudden flying coach becomes
like, what am I doing back here?
Yeah, you feel like you're cattle or something when you fly coach after you fly first class. All right, 215-592-9494.
That's why I don't fly first class.
Yeah, you can't. It's a very, very.
I know I'm not
going to
make it a regular thing.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. 215-592-9494 is the headline about tomorrow's game. The Eagles are for real, or we have concerns. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Nick Kostos will be on the show to give you your bets for the weekend and your bet for tonight, maybe a prop for tonight as well. And coming up next, we got the story on how the Eagles' offense changed. And big surprise, it's another good story about Nick Sirianni. That is coming up next. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field for the big Thursday night football game. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah! It is a game day WIP Afternoon Show.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz from Head House. No, Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. Ike, how are we feeling?
Doing pretty good today, Spike Lee. It is game day. Jackie Baseball, further and further from what should have been a pot of gold. But never fear, Dave Dombrowski has us. Holla at your boy.
Walker and number two might not be able to go to college. I'm going to win / lose so much money on this game tonight. There are so many things that I want to bet. And I'm not going to reveal them on the air because I want to win.
So they're either going to be set for life or they're not going to college.
For sure.
Yeah, one of the two.
Like, there's no in-between. There will be bets made today.
Also, I don't know if you want to call your second child number two in that also.
Well, I know it's a buzz issue.
Yeah.
Not really a me issue.
And Ike, I'm going to need you to get in the game a little bit. You told me you're feeling okay.
Pretty good.
It's Thursday night football against the Commanders, who are good again. The hottest young quarterback in the NFL. I know you're going to ramp up. That is my guess. You're going to ramp up, right?
Pacing myself.
Pace yourself.
6 hours of this.
Yeah. So we have a enormous show today. We have Nick Kostos will join us around 2:40, give pick for tonight, picks for the weekend. We normally have him on Friday, but we got the Birds game tonight. Sheil Kapadia joins us at 3:30. Unfortunately, Tornado Shapiro will give us our game day forecast.
I think he got to stop saying unfortunately.
Might need him tonight.
A lot of Twitter people out there begging for his forecast.
Well, the forecast is terrible. He's not a real meteorologist.
He's been wrong. He's been right every week.
And no, he hasn't.
He kind of has been.
Yeah.
Mike Lombardi joins us at 4. Tommy Down the Shore, a special Thursday appearance. And then Elliot is with us for the entire 5 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
And
rejoice.
Yeah, there are some rumors as well that Jack might have something in store for Elliot in the 5 o'clock hour.
He better be here at 5.
Yeah, so I start off with, of course, tonight's game. And this is a big game. It is probably the biggest test the Eagles have had this year. I mean, I suppose you could say Cincinnati, but this game for
Cincinnati,
the division.
Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, it's just another one on the schedule.
It's more than another one on the schedule, big guy. So, Ike, I ask you this. Jack, I ask you this.
Yep.
We wake up tomorrow, and there is one of two headlines. The headline is, Eagles are for real, or the headline is, we've got some questions. Which headline do you think is more likely tomorrow?
Eagles are for real. That's why I'm excited about this game tonight. It is a great test for both teams. I think as you get further and further into the season and expectations get higher, the performance and how you look certainly matters to the fan base moving forward. So, you know, we respect Washington as a young, up-and-coming team, but I'm not so sure how formidable they are. This may be a bigger test for them than it is for the Eagles, as the Eagles are at home. But this is a game, quite frankly, if the Eagles truly do, in order for them, all right, people start talking about the Super Bowl, right? So here's what I'll say. There's a few things you need on the way to that. Outside of good health, good fortune, you need to win your division, in my opinion. Certainly helps to have home field. So these are things, having that championship game played here versus having to go on the road and play. Like, these are the types of games that matter, that you need to take advantage of and win. And if they were to lose a game, it would be their third conference loss. That also puts you in a tough spot when it comes to tiebreakers with a lot of teams, since you already lost to Tampa. And who else did they lose to? And the Falcons. Tampa and the Falcons. So it certainly is a big game from that standpoint. And I'm expecting the Eagles to step up and play big tonight. And quite frankly, I'm going to just put it on the floor right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, because eventually we'll get to the discussion of the young phenom, the rookie quarterback, and Jalen Daniels.
Jaden.
It took you two
minutes. Did I say Jalen?
Yes.
Jaden Daniels.
It took you two minutes.
Young phenom.
That's going to happen several times a day.
Ike predicted he would screw up the name, and it took him 2 minutes into the show.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize I did it. That's the worst part right there. Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Yeah. Between he and Jalen Hurts. And these are the types of games that Jalen Hurts rises to the occasion for. So I'm putting it on the table that I believe this will be a Jalen Hurts football game tonight.
Wow.
Not only will we come out of here talking about the Eagles are a legitimate Super Bowl contending team, I think Jalen coming out of this game certainly puts his name in the MVP conversation. Not that that matters. I'm just saying, national TV, big game, everybody's watching tonight. He has one of those four touchdown games tonight.
All right, 215-592.
Passing or rushing?
Oh, boy.
It does not matter.
Well.
Is he getting his ass pushed in the end zone? Or that's what I can't figure out.
215-592-9494 is the headline tomorrow. The Eagles are for real, or we've got some questions. Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's Eagles are for real. I think they actually roll tonight. I actually feel differently than Ike. I don't think this is a Jalen game. I think Saquon goes for 200. Washington struggles against good rushing offenses. Dante Fowler can rush the quarterback, so they could have some issues there. And I just think that this is a game that they hand the ball off, not just Saquon, but all the guys, 30-plus times. And they don't give the ball back to the to Washington very often. They kind of, you know, take control from the game that way. More low scoring than I think people are expecting, but I think this is a convincing Eagles win that's done more on the ground than it is through the air. I think this is a Saquon game.
So you're going to be surprised by this, but I actually think tomorrow we might have some questions.
There it is. Yeah. Never a doubt.
So here is my concern as I continue to express concerns about Philadelphia teams every day of my life. Here are my two big concerns about this game. Concern number one is that this is the first quarterback this year that we have faced that has this particular skill set and is playing this well. Joe Burrow is a great quarterback, but is not mobile like Jaden Daniels is. And my concern with the defense, though the defense has been great, great overall, is that we had, even against Dallas, we had trouble getting push with the front four alone. And we don't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback from the front four alone. And I think Jaden Daniels presents a special kind of challenge that the Eagles have not faced this year, one that just having good coverage guys might not solve. And I think we might have some trouble on that end. And then the second question becomes, if Washington, who has been, I think, the second or third best offense in the league this year, if Washington is scoring points, then it puts us in shootout mode. And I get a little nervous with our quarterback in shootout mode. So, look, if they can control the game with the running game and keep the ball out of Washington's hands and limit the damage that Jaden Daniels can do, then fine. But I think that is going to be a lot easier said than done tonight. And I think we come in tomorrow, even win or lose, with some questions about the team tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, we'll come in with questions, well, we got, right, whether they win or lose.
You know, I'm trying to hedge my bet a little bit.
They won't play a perfect game.
Yeah.
The real thing, what you're asking, is whether or not we'll be concerned about the Eagles.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I think there will be some concern.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. This is one of those games. Listen, I think the defense will make some plays, but I'm not going to be surprised if Washington and Jaden Daniels make plays.
Sure.
Are they the second or third highest scoring team in football? Like, yep. They're going to make some plays tonight. So that would not surprise me at all. But I think coming up with big plays, if you're the defense, that's what you have to look for. And as long as they can continue to keep the explosive plays down, forcing that Washington offense to sort of be patient and sort of matriculate down the field, 8, 9, 10, 12 yards at a time, we'll see if they're capable of doing that. We'll see if they're capable of doing that. Brian Robinson is coming back tonight. We'll see how healthy he looks. The Eagles can play the slow-down, long, methodical game. But we know the Eagles are also going to take their shots deep several times in the game once they cross the 50-yard line. And that's where I believe Jalen will take advantage of that Washington defense. A.J. and Devontae versus those corners. I like our matchup one-on-one. If they decide to double, then, yeah, Saquon's going to eat big tonight. If they decide to double outside, then Saquon's going to eat.
Happy birthday, Smitty, by the way.
You think it's going to matter? He's going to get more than three targets today or something?
I don't know.
I think they do. Here's why I think they do. This could be a different game because I think Washington, if they have early success, could sort of force you to start being a little more aggressive.
Yes. And that is where I get a little the quarterback has to start throwing the ball a lot.
Listen, some of us are a lot more confident.
Right, some of us.
When the quarterback throws the ball.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494 is the headline about tonight's game tomorrow. Is the headline, the Eagles are for real or we have some concerns? And also, before we get to the phones, I would like to say that, you know, we're here at 2 o'clock, got here around 1 in the afternoon. There's a lot of people ready to tailgating already. Mm-hmm. You people are lunatics. I love you, but you are lunatics. I love you with the deepest part of my soul. But truly, people who decide that they want to spend a November afternoon in a parking lot for 6 hours, they are lunatics,
them. This is football weather.
I love living here, but let it be known that you are a lunatic. 215-592-9494.
And if you're out there, call.
Yes. Corey, yeah, would love to hear. Those will be real quality calls. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIB.
Hey, we taking everybody to Poundtown, baby.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, look. I ain't afraid. Listen, man, tonight, the Commanders, see, my nerve with the Commanders was always, you know, they lit us up last year, you know, with Sam Howell, you know, Terry. Like, we got a defense now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not worried about St. Juice and Emmanuel Forbes. Emmanuel Forbes, last year, you know what happened when you went against the bully? He kept talking, and the bully came to play. You know, Mike Sanderson, I'm not worried about them. You know, we got a defense now. Jalen Carter and the crew, you know, the boy Vanilla Nice, bread and butter in the back end, you know. Quintamo Bay back there, defense coming. Hey,
yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. I feel a Vic 6S game coming tonight from Michael Jordan. Because, hey, Soto, you on the back burner right now. The Michael Jordan name is still here. I feel a Vic 6S game coming from number one tonight. Because, see, a lot of disrespect has been coming. The disrespect will not be tolerated, you know. And whenever we're in a situation like this where the quarterback is disrespected, you know, he say he don't listen. He say he don't pay attention. But, you know, he hears. And when, you know, like I said, the young phenom, right? Number five from the Commanders. All right, we're going to see, phenom. We're going to see when you roll up tonight. I hope you're ready. Because I know Michael Jordan, he coming tonight. I think he wearing the black suit, you know, with the chain. And you know, he's going to come in with some black tonight.
I will say the outfit's been on point.
Yeah. He's just another, you know, Jaden Daniels, just another name. On the list of quarterbacks is going to go down. You
put
know.
Him on the wall. Yep, we going. There's another head. We got to mount on the wall.
So you think he's going to be on the Josh Allen list, not on the Baker Mayfield list, right?
First of all, when the last time, see y'all, you always bring that up. But when Baker and Hurst was crewed up, both of them, what happened? Yeah, okay. You love to bring that up, but you don't ever want to bring up when they was crewed up. When he lost to Baker,
crewed up means have all his players.
When they was both crewed up, okay. What happened?
Very confused.
What happened? Yeah.
Huh, whatever. It's what it is.
We won. We won.
Tonight, I got 31-17 birds, baby.
All right, Corey.
31-17 birds.
There it goes, Corey. You can always count on Corey to call Jalen Hurts Michael Jordan. You can always count on that.
Again, more TJ, less MJ. Hand the ball off.
Well, I mean, you said that early in the season, and it has sort of come to fruition a little bit, Jack,
yep.
In that their success.
Per usual.
There's, now, he's not necessarily TJ. Right,
first,
in
of
that,
all, first of all, I'm the one who said this is what they should do as an offense.
Well, I'm just saying the TJ thing. You
well,
didn't
okay.
Just, yeah.
Okay, I'm
yeah.
just saying the whole running the football
yes.
and being.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, just,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes. I give you credit for that.
Yes.
Don't want to take away that credit.
Well, I'm just saying he is being derogatory.
Yes,
that's,
he is.
That's what he's doing.
He is.
Yes.
And truly, he's, now that I think about it, he's not throwing the ball a lot, but he's also not throwing the ball like a game manager either. You know, that there are a lot of shots down
yes.
the field, which is not game manager-y. So it's an interesting way that they're using him, because it's not short passes here and there and stuff
Dude,
like that. That's not really the way he's playing.
You saw him last week move around in that pocket, throw the ball. The two touchdowns were he had to escape some traffic. He had to
yep.
maneuver in the pocket.
Sure.
Threw it later. Then he had the one he rolled to the left, set his feet, hit AJ coming back across the middle to the right. Like those, like he made some throws last week.
He did. He
okay.
did. He did. I absolutely I'm credit where
saying,
it's due.
Just credit.
Oh, jeez. The throw across, that was a rudimentary NFL throw.
What? Which one? When he rolled to
when
the left?
Rolled to the left and then set his feet in through.
Right. He did pretty good.
It was wide. All right.
You got to give the guy
credit. Well, he was wide open. I'm not saying he wasn't wide open.
The 44-yard pass was a dime. That was a great throw.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown has breaking news
yes!
for us. Chris, yes?
Breaking news.
Happy game day, man.
There he is.
What's up, Chris?
Mm-hmm. So, Spike, you know, you sent up the reporter bat signal yesterday, so here I am.
Oh, God. So you're a reporter
here
now?
Here we go.
Okay. All
fake,
right.
Fake news, Chris.
Yeah, what's the breaking news? You're 0 for your last two.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, of course, none of the so-called news reporters like the Paperboy or worm brains like ISP or Dr. Pope can Dr. Dope came through for you, so, you know, I'm here to carry the load. You know, I got broad shoulders. I can carry you, too, Ike.
Would
so
you
here
get
it is.
To the news?
I know. This guy, he thinks it's the midday show.
It is.
He thinks we have all day.
So here's the news. You ready? Breaking news. Zach Bond is currently having discussions with the Eagles about an extension, and my source tells me that they're looking at a 3-year deal.
You're making this up. You're just look. You have no source on this. You're doing.
I could
this.
Make up. They're talking to Zach Bond.
Yeah, I'm yeah. sorry. We're gonna need you to nail a lower profile story
or a dollar figure on the Zach mm-hmm. Bond deal.
Yeah, give us a dollar.
So
figure.
So listen, once you verify this, then here's what my compensation is gonna be. All right. So here's huh? what I told Jack.
Your
so
compensation.
Yeah. Look, you're looking at names, right? So you're like, hey, what are we naming guys? So Q, right? Quinion Mitchell, his nickname needs to be the Warden because he puts everybody on lockdown. And I'm going to want you guys to go ahead and push that for me because that'll be compensation. I don't need to be number one on the insider report. We'll leave that for the other little mice out there trying to get
Did
their.
Did you say the Warden?
The Warden, yeah.
The Warden.
The Warden. The Warden.
No one's calling
he puts
him
everybody
the Warden.
On lockdown. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Now, hey, anything associated with prison?
Yeah, probably not going
to
work.
Well, here's something. Hey, listen, in the trio yesterday, we discussed with the three of you. Jack claimed that he's Jalen. All right.
Yes.
So
yes.
If Jack is Jalen, do we call him Jack Jordan?
Jack Jordan.
Yeah, the Michael Jordan of producers.
Jordan.
Yeah. Ah. Or do we call him TJ?
Ah.
more TJ. The backup,
yeah, the backup point guard of producers. One or the other. Chris, Chris, if you come up with a dollar figure and you are within 7%.
Here we go. Moving
no,
the goalpost.
No,
moving
because
goalpost.
No, because you don't really have a source on this one. I put my faith
okay.
in you.
Hey,
I
listen,
put my faith
ask,
in you.
No. You're
give us a dollar figure. You gotta be within
ask your little worms to go down there and start picking Howie's brain.
No.
And when the deal gets
Are
done,
you
could go ahead and ask and say, hey, when did this start and what's going on? That's not what you asked for yesterday. You asked, you said,
anybody could just call and say what I asked them to say.
Well, they would be stone cold wrong. And I gave you a piece that confirms more that it is true, that it's a 3-year deal. I didn't say it's a 1-year deal. A 2-year deal.
All the deals they do are 3-year deals.
3 years.
Come on.
Okay.
It's probably
what's
dummy
the
years on the end, yeah.
Yeah, what's the number?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number?
Move
all right.
the goalpost. You're
moving the goalpost.
Yeah. You are.
I'm moving the goalpost right off of Chris from Middletown. There we go. That's a bogus report.
Of course.
It's a bogus report.
Get your people together.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 is the headline after the game tomorrow. Eagles are for real or we have concerns. Louie in Nebraska. Louie, you're on WIP.
What's going on? It's game day.
What up, Louie? It is game day. Ike's pretty good.
I just want you. Yeah, no, it is, and it's perfect football weather. Just want you to understand.
How would you know? You're in Nebraska.
Well, that's good football weather out there.
Well, Fricky, you know it's part of the bit, bro.
I know. That's why I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding with you. Yes.
That's why I should be the official afternoon caller of this contest.
Oh, now you want to be an official afternoon caller.
You guys have to understand what's at stake here. Number one, when we win this game tonight, not only are we a game and a half above the Redskins as a Commanders,
Commanders.
I'm still going to call them
yeah,
the Redskins,
whatever they're called.
We solidify ourselves as one of the best teams in the NFC, and I feel like when Jalen Hurts puts this domination on these guys, I feel like not only is he in conversation of the MVP race, and I feel like Smitty's going to have a breakout game. I think it's going to be a Smitty and Barkley game. We're going to be the best team, and our Super Bowl odds are going to go through the roof. Now, we finally have a defense, that can carry us not only throughout the rest of the season, because the next four games are going to be crucial, right? Steelers, who I'm looking at, I forget the other team.
Baltimore.
Rams.
The Rams.
Yeah, the next four games are going to be critical. But Jalen Hurts loves this primetime spotlight, especially at home, guys. Especially at home. So I'm really excited that we're going to blow these guys out. I got a 34-17 win tonight, and it's going to be fireworks galore. Tonight, for
Louis,
sure.
Can I ask you something? Because you mentioned Jalen Hurts MVP odds. Now, typically, I know this is skewed because usually they just give the award to a quarterback. But wouldn't it be hard giving it to a guy who's like the third or fourth most important player on the valuable player on the offense itself? Like he's behind Saquon, behind AJ, behind Lane, right? In terms of value,
I get that, but you have to understand where we're going into the season, Spike. December football is the most important football. I know it's January also, Ike, But December is solidifies you as far as where your team's going, okay, how you're looking, and how you're gelling. And because we're on the opposite side of the season, halfway point of the season, Jalen Hurts loves primetime games when there's the only game available right on TV tonight. And I feel like he's just going to break away and not be pushed into the end zone, Fritzy.
All right.
Well, now, those would actually count,
Yeah.
Can I get into why it should be the afternoon caller just real quick?
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Number one, obviously, we have the bit going, Louie, from Nebraska. Okay?
Yeah.
I've been calling this show for a couple years now, obviously, before you came in, Spike. And a personal thing that I can help the show is their golf games. Okay? Now, everybody loves to shoot low scores, especially when it's nice out. No, it's football weather. But I bring a different dynamic to the show, not only entertainment-wise, but personally as well for the team. So
yeah.
Wow, so as the official golf pro, the official golf pro of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Actually, it's pretty
bad. There you go.
Yeah. Are you committing to gratis golf lessons for both Jack and Ike?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because
I care about them.
This is getting better and better.
They can be bought. They can be bought.
I could, private courses only, Louie.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, Jack gets his name on the show. Stops playing public courses.
Yeah, no. I've been in the private course game now a couple times.
Yeah.
I can't go back.
Yeah. You know what it is?
Except for Jaws courses, of course.
It's like when you get the opportunity to fly first class, all of a sudden flying coach becomes...
Like, what am I doing back here?
Yeah. You feel like you're cattle or something when you fly coach after you fly first class. All right. 215-592-9494.
That's why I don't fly first class.
Yeah. You can't. It's a very, very
different
experience.
I know I'm not going to make it a regular thing.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. 215-592-9494 is the headline about tomorrow's game. The Eagles are for real, or we have concerns. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Nick Kostos will be on the show to give you your bets for the weekend and your bet for tonight, maybe a prop for tonight as well. And coming up next, we got the story on how the Eagles' offense changed. And big surprise, it's another good story about Nick Sirianni. That is coming up next. We are at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field for the big Thursday night football game. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.